This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Let's take you inside the Star here on your home of the Dallas Cowboys with Sean and RJ. Our Cowboys insider Bobby Belt going to be at the Ford Center at the Star in Frisco today with the Cowboys back out on the field. Michael Irvin has already been there under the new regime. So has Rocket Ishmael. So has Drew Pearson as they conducted a Legends Day. And Tony Casillas, friend of the show, was part of that. And Tony will join us at 8 o'clock.
Man, it'll be good to hear from Tony again. I hadn't talked to Tony in a little while.
Great guest.
Yeah.
Great guest. The Bachelor, I don't think, is on. So we won't have that to talk about with him.
I don't think so. Yeah. He hasn't gotten a hole-in-one in about a year.
Did he have a hole in one?
Yeah, very disappointed in that one. Very disappointed.
Still but waiting. Michael Irvin was also there, and he is glowing.
Yeah, and he wasn't glowing back in January. When Brian Schottenheimer was first hired, it kind of caught some people off guard, I think, how critical he was of more the process. I don't think he was targeting Schottenheimer specifically, but just like a lot of us was talking about, is this the best way to go about picking your head coach?
Well, and he had a big question of having someone in the building who was, what's the word for it? Someone not in charge. I don't want to say someone not important, but someone who you know was an assistant all of a sudden being your boss.
Yeah, like is that going to, it's like the buddy boss or, mm-hmm. or the coworker getting elevated and it's like, do they have the respect anymore? Well, Michael Irvin now has the respect for Brian Schottenheimer, and he talked about on his podcast the other day getting to visit the Ford Center and how he's come around on Shoddy.
It was amazing. It was simply amazing. I mean, it's so interesting how much you first miss being in that big meeting room. Coach brought us all in, you know, all the guys, and we were in the meeting room with the players. Hadn't been in a big team meeting room in a long time. Not like that. And I love what Coach Schottenheimer is trying to do. I must admit, and I came down hard about this on this decision, but I must admit there's some things I told you that are winning me over. Like I told you about him understanding how important it is to have the right culture and set the right tone. The one thing I would always say that, I mean, the key card in winning championships in every place that I've won championships, it was always an understanding of how we do things here.
And it's something where you consistently hear that from guys who come from that era. Like Nate Newton will talk about it. Obviously, Michael talks about it. Darren Woodson, different people. They talk about that these things that Shoddy's talking about with the culture, to them are, they believe it absolutely carried them in a lot of ways and separated them from other people. You had talked about this yesterday, Sean. This will be cut three, Peyton. You talked about hearing Michael Irvin.
By the way, this subject is a very difficult one because now I happen to, I think Choppy's been coming around lately to culture and all the intangible type stuff, whereas it was an eye roll before. It's easy for the 90s Cowboys, right, to say, yeah, our culture. Well, you had some badass freaking players. Yeah. So it's hard to separate. Right. And it's hard to also know what culture-wise can carry over to different generations and decades.
Yeah.
Although Irvin and Emmett and Aikman would probably tell you, no, there is no difference over decades. Hard work is hard work. Little things are little things. Connecting is connecting. And it doesn't matter whether it's a radio station or a football team. Those things remain the same. But I always try to be respectful of the differences over generations and talent versus intangibles and what led to your dynasty.
Right. And like, you know, I do think hard work changes over time. Like what's considered hard work in one era might be considered not as hard from others. Like, I think, you know, if you grew up in like the 1920s, you're living in Missouri,
yeah,
your life may be a little bit more difficult wherever, you know, than it is today.
What's asked of you is different. I think effort is universal. I think, are you giving the effort that's asked of you is universal?
Your threshold for quitting may be different.
The CBA doesn't ask these guys today to practice like they did back then.
Yeah.
And so there's a limit to it. But one thing that they are doing today that Michael Irvin didn't do, and you talked about this yesterday, Sean, was he was floored watching the coaches run the receivers through whiteboard work.
Coach starts calling out two players, two guys, Lamb, Mingo, both hit the board. And then he goes out, three jet scat right, X, whatever, calls the play. Both have to draw the whole damn play. Do you understand that? In front of all of us watching. And I'm talking about everybody's route and responsibility. All I knew was my triangle. I'm going to know what my wide, what I had to do is wide receiver. I'm going to know what the secondary is playing. I didn't study the running backs like that. Linemen, like, you know, I didn't study those setups. I studied my triangle. I'm going to corner safety line inside backer. You know, I see them jokers because those are the closest jokers to me. They'll do it. You know what I mean? But they had them drawing up every, because it's so interchangeable now. And again, I loved it because it keeps you engaged. Not one mug broke was on their phone.
Not one was on their phone, which is something that people worry about these days, is how locked in are you in those meeting rooms and how locked in are you to the process and what they're getting at?
Are they allowed to just have, I guess they're allowed to have phones next to them?
I think in maybe the past 5 years, they were allowed to have some distractions at times, or maybe distractions weren't cracked down on all the time is what you hear sometimes coming out. It's just what you hear coming out of there. I mean, let's be honest. That is some of the stuff that you hear coming out of there.
The three words and phrase that Michael uses the most in this podcast is competition under pressure. He kept looking for it in phases and phases and found it with Brian Schottenheimer, whether it be ping pong, whether it be the little basketball hoop in his office, whether it be drawing up the plays. He talked about them having this huge free throw competition out there. Not the most damning of consequences if you lose.
Yep.
Not going to embarrass you to the nth degree, but there was competition, old school, new school players, with some pressure.
Yeah, and Michael, like, I think a lot of people, when they hear basketball hoop or ping pong ball, you know, it depends on your perspective. A lot of people hear that and go, they're cutting up, they're not focusing. Michael took the different angle from that and said, no, he's creating competition throughout the day, so they're juiced up and ready to go.
He's like, all this is before practice.
Yeah, so they're ready. They've already built a competitive environment for themselves all throughout the day. And he said they went out there to practice. It was good. Enjoyed it. They got a little break. He said when they came back out, and the biggest question I think a lot of people have had about Brian Schottenheimer, other than just what's the play calling going to be or whatever else, has been, can he be the disciplinarian? Can he be the guy that, you know, cracks heads when he has to? And Michael Irvin said when they came back out for practice, he learned that he absolutely can.
After the break, we came back and started off a little slouchy. He brought him back up and got back on that butt. What is going on? I gave you credit. I gave you a little bit of a break, and you come back out, and I see slouching. Dude, I know what I'm talking about. I saw guys looking around. Who's slouching? What's going on? What's going on? That's competition under pressure.
This podcast is brought to you by Mintz Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Mintz Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MINTZ-TEA today or visit MintzTeaClinic.com. That's MintzTeaClinic.com.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm telling you, everybody was looking around. You know why? Because that ain't what we're doing, and we need to hold everybody accountable. And they were like, who? And nobody said anything. But that's how you build champions. Because now, nobody wants to be the one to let everybody down. And if everybody looking around saying, who did that? Who took it easier? Who went, then you get some answers around here. And you get some more of them championships around here. Because that's how you create the right, what they call culture.
He seems like a full convert in this video when you hear him talking about
to it. To be fair, it doesn't
take a lot.
It doesn't take a lot with Mike and the Cowboys, okay?
No, it doesn't.
They gave him a little VIP necklace. We got to be fair now.
Yes.
Michael, if they start off 2-0, if they upset Philadelphia, he's going to be making Super Bowl reservations.
Yes.
All right, so Michael's a homer.
100%. He's always going to be a homer. I will say this. He's never like, I didn't hear, and again, not a slight to McCarthy, but Irvin never talked like this specifically about what he saw from McCarthy. I don't remember him talking about this when he would go look at Garrett's practices either. I don't remember him saying that it was like this.
Thing about Garrett, we always commented how Garrett wanted the players competing.
Yeah, I just don't think that, like, it's not, I don't think he views it as the same thing. I think he views it as a fully orbed thing that didn't necessarily exist for Garrett. But, like, in terms of, at least in a way that he didn't ever testify. Now, Tyler Smith got asked about this exact comparison the other day in the locker room. They said, it was Edward who was talking to him, and he said, hey, you've talked a lot about the shoddy culture. He said, how is it different? How is this culture different from going from Mike McCarthy to Brian Schottenheimer?
I think the energy of the building is really just something that I've really noticed. Like, guys are just, you know, generally coming in excited to compete. Like, there's just competition everywhere. I mean, we got a full room. There are a lot of full rooms across the board of guys who are playing at an extremely elite level. And so I think that's ultimately going to push us to just be better for each other, you know, better with one another. So
he started off hot. Like, the first thing we did was went paintballing. Like, we went paintballing the first day of optional team activities or whatever. So it was just like, I thought that was like a crazy thing because that's never happened before. And then, like, we just kind of did like a little field day on the second day or whatever. And so I thought that was just really cool to start things off on, like, you know, a fun note, like, instead of just getting right into the meeting room and just, you know, going through X's and O's and stuff like that, just getting to know each other, like talking to each other and stuff like that.
There's a reason Pat Doney has Tyler Smith at his broadcasting camp. He didn't take the shot towards McCarthy. Just talking about the positives with Schottenheimer. Now, look, as RJ will tell you and has told you forever, and this is all getting set up to be made fun of and mocked if the Cowboys struggle, none of this matters without the quarterback in football is the salt on a dish. You can have the best steak, and you can have the best sides, and you have the best vegetables. You need some damn salt. Otherwise, it's not going to taste as good. And if you don't have the salt and you don't have quarterback play, all these things are not going to matter. They're going to get mocked, and we're all going to get made fun of for talking about this C word as much as we have in the offseason. The quarterback is the salt to it all.
Quarterback matters. It's the only one that matters. Like, because you could go back and there were, you know, in the however long I've been working in radio, since 2002.
Well,
players hated Bill. They played well for him. Players loved Wade. They played well for him. They respected Jason. They played well for him. They liked Mike. They played well for him. Maybe they love Shoddy. You know, who knows, right? But at the end of the day, it's the same. It's the same crap that's gone on. It's been a lack of meeting expectations for 25 years, 30 years.
So there it is, a little Inside the Star on your home of America's team. Last word, Bobby.
Yeah, I think going back to what Michael said really quickly about how you get to like competition, guys holding each other accountable. Nate Newton had talked about that last year. Nate pointed out he didn't become a Pro Bowler till year 10. And it was when stuff like this got implemented and he felt like, all right, I got to play for these guys now.
We got some audio of media battles, media pettiness, media fights. We love talking about other people's drama, and a mental health warning to everyone after the story that happened yesterday that you may want to hear. That's next. We got a Rangers Royals ticket giveaway during the 720 Expressway. It's all coming up with Sean and RJ right here on The Fan.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.